Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good evening, Grand Rising. Good afternoon, wherever you're listening into. From whatever, this is Patty Peaceful.
And Pink. Welcome.
How is everyone doing this week? I mean, like, for real. Last week, I want to apologize. I had so much going on, working day and night here at the shop to try to get a lot of projects done and for the Apple Festival, and just took a little time out for myself, and so did Miss Pinky Pink.
Yes, I had a migraine yesterday, so what we're doing once a day.
Yeah, because I really wanted her to be a part of, you know, the show, and it just wouldn't be right without her on here. So here we are today, Thursday, so I kind of feel like I'm a little off, used to doing it on Wednesdays. But it looks like we got somebody here that's calling in, so let's get whoever it is on here. Hello, hello. Who do we got on the line today? Hey, my name is Suzanne. How are you? Hi, Suzanne. I'm doing wonderful. This is Patty Peace. Where are you calling in from, my dear?
Calling from Maryland. I'm a first-time listener. Just checking to see what you guys are all about.
Right on. Well, we appreciate you. Well, what we are is we're just two average females and going on our spiritual journey. And I used to do a podcast way back in the day, and it's still on here. It's called Barefoot is Legal. And so I took about 5 years off just to, you know, find who I am. Who is Patty? And what kind of information, you know, can I help
share with other people?
Uh-huh.
Just because for everybody, your journey is always different, and it's nice to have different aspects of, well, this worked for me, you know, maybe it can help you too.
Yeah, so just pretty much, you know, like trying, because like if you take a can and you see on one side, you see, okay, it, you know, it says smart water. And you're like, okay, well, how smart is it? But on the other side, I'm like, look, man, it has this ingredient and that ingredient. Well, we're looking at the same thing, but we're getting two different perspectives.
Different message. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So that's what we do. And, we, you know, we just, like I said, reach out, sharing, you know, our journey. You know, I started my journey, you know, about 15 years ago, but I really, really didn't, I guess you'd say, really dig into it until about a year ago when I had my spiritual awakening. And for me, it was like all of a sudden I felt like very detached from everything around me. I kept feeling like, okay, Patty, there's more out there, but how do I go about it? So I started listening to like Rob Dial. He has a great podcast, Mindset. And, you know, then all of a sudden I started gravitating, and people started that I needed to have in my life, my little tribe, as I call it, my mentors, my teachers started finding me, and I was like, okay, well, this is working for me. How can I give the, you know, these tools and stuff for others? So I figured, why not?
That's
Let's
great.
Do a podcast. You know, and I've been very, both of us are very humbled. So are you on your spiritual journey, dear? Why don't you tell us a little bit of this?
I absolutely am. That's okay. I know what you meant. I absolutely am. I am somebody that's always been a little interested in, like, mediumship and paranormal, things like that. Just a good, healthy, you know, appetite for it. After my father passed away, I went to a specific medium who I felt like was life-changing. I mean, she was so amazing. And that was about 5 years ago. And I was still working then. I was teaching school, so I was busy, busy. And I retired 2 years ago from teaching school. And I'm just working in a hospital now for fun. I have grandchildren that I babysit some. But I am suddenly just having all these things happen. And I started listening to Blog Talk Radio, and when I would call in, I would get these messages about how you know, I'm intuitive, I have this, I'm an empath, I have that. I mean, just all these different things, and about how I'm going to be getting prophetic dreams, and, you know, and it's funny because everybody pretty much does the same thing, and I'm thinking, finally, after a year, can everybody be wrong? So
right?
I've just been meditating, yeah, working with my mentor.
That's great. And, you know, you also, as you're going through these awakenings and trying to reach, you know, your highest vibrations and stuff like that, you know, people are going to look at us and they're going to go, oh, well, you're crazy.
Yeah, we're just crazy.
Mm-hmm. You're crazy. Because they don't understand us, but we're going like, how can you not understand? I am now awakening. Mm-hmm. I'm going from self and I'm transforming into my soul. I'm actually starting to live and feel and have a new appreciation for, like, everything around me. Why can't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's because each one of our journeys is totally different.
Right.
And sometimes,
and our purpose.
Sometimes, yeah, and sometimes when we're on that spiritual journey, you know, sometimes it can get very lonely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Because people, you know, like, my husband didn't understand what I was going through, like, and I was trying to tell him, like, look, you are going to have to just work with me right now. I have to understand I'm going through something. I don't know what I'm going through. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Like you said, you'll start getting the lucid dreams, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
Am I, like, turning schizophrenic? I'm seeing, I'm hearing things, and what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. And I tell people what you're going through is you're getting in tune with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ready, you know, we're going through phases like, okay, like this. Think about it. When you're a child, like, how innocent were you? You know, you could mm-hmm. see, you talked to your friend, you knew that energy was there, you knew it. But see, society tells us, oh, you're not supposed to think like that. Oh, no, you got to go to school. Oh, you got to do this. Oh, you got to do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're programming us to tell us, like, this is how you're supposed to function in society. When,
mm-hmm.
no, we can have our own minds, our own bodies, our own souls. And we can function
mm-hmm.
in a society, but we can structure it to protect us, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you guys have any guidance for me, any suggestions?
As far
my
as...
My biggest thing is, what I'll tell you is, trust yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that gut instinct is usually always on point.
Okay.
Like, if you feel like there's something you need to do, do it. Don't hesitate.
Okay.
Because there was a situation, I believe in reincarnation and stuff like that. Okay. Well, there was a situation where about 4 or 5 months ago, realized who I was in my previous life that throughout my 48 years, like, it would burn. Like, I could feel it. I could smell it and everything. And here I am running off to this place and, like, a crazy woman, but I found comfort. I found wholeness. And now I'm like, okay, now I can live my life a lot better this time around. So, like, Misty, whatever her name's really Misty. You know, just go with your gut intuition, no matter what anybody else thinks, because at the end of the day, the most important relationship you're ever going to have is the relationship that you have with yourself. And until we can embrace ourselves, love ourselves, you know, then it's hard for us to really, truly love others.
Yeah.
Because that relationship, it is so important. Because my past was, my previous relationship, you know, I always felt like I had to, you know, do everything, and I'll lose myself. Well, this time, this last year, I actually got really selfish, and I found myself.
And I found that there was a lot of things I was unhappy with myself and my partner. And we have to do healthy boundaries, especially when we're going through these spiritual awakenings and to achieve enlightenment and peace, is you're going to be on an emotional roller coaster. But you're going to cry one day, hate yourself the next day. You know, it's just, but you're okay. It's all right.
Oh, yeah. You will totally have ups and downs and twists and turns. And you're like, what's going on? I feel like I'm losing my mind. Like,
and that's what we're here for. Like, you can find me on Facebook. I'm under Patty Peaceful. You know, send us messages, anything. Like, I had a lady earlier today. She's like, oh, my gosh, what you shared on Facebook, you know, I'm going through my spiritual awakening right now. I'm feeling so much pain, so much anger. How do I deal with it? And I sent her some information, and I'm like, hey, this information I researched this morning, it must have been for you. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. She probably was in a bad cell service, but see, I love that. Here, a new person on Blog Talk Radio happens to call in, and that was cool. She found
on our Thursday.
On our Thursday of all things. So again,
unscheduled, unplanned.
I think I had put it on there about manifestation and a balanced life and stuff.
I hope it reached. I hope she gets something out of it. I hope she listens to us.
Yeah, most definitely. And if anybody else...
I hope she listens again.
Yeah, please, you know, listen, call in. If you're listening right now, or if you, you know, stumble across this, you can always call in at 515-605-9823, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Patty Peaceful. So yeah, as we're going on these like different spiritual journeys and all that, I'm always trying to manifest things. I was looking for an article that I was reading earlier about spiritual awakenings and manifestation, and it all kind of like collided in together, because it was talking about like during your spiritual awakening, dealing with your painful garbage, and then how we deal with all that pain and stuff like that, then that's when we start our balance, our life starts to balance out, because we're getting all that toxic garbage. See, and whoever's listening, you know, you have to deal with your past. There are some situations like you won't be able to, maybe you can't make amends with people, but you really have to deal with things from your past. Be it, you know, did you have a bad relationship with your... Well, I guess maybe I only scheduled this show for so long. 15 minutes today. Well, maybe that was supposed to happen today.
Maybe that was just for her.
Yes. So whoever that was that called in today, if you do go back here and listen, apparently I only scheduled the show for 15 minutes. So words of advice. Be yourself. Be true to yourself. Be true to others. Live your truth.
And trust yourself.
And trust your intuitions. Because while we're on our spiritual journey, our intuitions are our guides, people. Our gut, our heart, our soul is our guide. And I do apologize for the shortness of this show. But, again, it was supposed to have been just for the caller that called in today. You can follow me on Facebook at Patty Peaceful. I'm constantly posting things. I want to send much love and light to everybody today. Be the light that shines for others.